In the NFL, the New England Patriots got a scare Wednesday when quarterback Tom Brady limped off the practice field. Brady sprained his left knee after he was hit after throwing a pass. His return is day-to-day. In baseball news, the New York Yankees pounded the Los Angeles Angels 11-3. Alfonso Soriano homered twice for the second straight night and drove in a career-high 7 runs. That gives him a staggering 13 RBIs in 2 games. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto outlasted Boston 4-3 in 10 innings. Brett Laurie drove in the winning run with a line drive single. David Ortiz and Mike Napoli homered for the Red Sox, who've lost 4 of 6. Cleveland beat Minnesota 9-8 in 12 innings. It was Detroit over the White Sox 6-4. Tampa Bay bested Seattle 5-4, and Houston defeated Oakland 2-1 in 11 innings. In the National League, the Dodgers ran their winning streak to 8 by rallying for a 5-4 win over the Mets in 12 innings. That's the Dodgers' 40th win in their last 48 games, a surge that has them leading the National League West by 7.5 games over Arizona. Cincinnati blanked the Cubs 5-0. Colorado doubled up San Diego 4-2. Washington passed San Francisco 6-5, Atlanta 6, Philadelphia 3, and it was Pittsburgh over St. Louis 5-1. Checking interleague play, Miami topped Kansas City 5-2. Arizona won against Baltimore 5-4 in 14 innings, and Texas trumped Milwaukee 5-4. At Saratoga Racecourse, Hoagie won the Troy Stakes for trainer Wayne Catalano under jockey Joseph Rocco Jr., paying $640 to win. In soccer, the United States defeated Bosnia-Herzegovina in Sarajevo 4-3. In gymnastics, the P&G Championships, which will determine the men's and women's national champions, and the makeup of the U.S. national team, run today through Sunday at the XL Center in Hartford, Connecticut. Finally, in tennis, Wimbledon champion Marion Bartoli is retiring at age 28. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.